Well, if you don't want to wait until the next hockey season for your entertainment, how about a movie? The online magazine Slate compiles a weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new releases. Here is Mark Jordan Ligon with summary judgment.
First up in limited release, we have the quirky dramedy Broken Flowers from arthouse favorite Jim Jarmusch. Jarmusch, the director of such indie fare as Stranger Than Paradise and Ghost Dog, now brings us Bill Murray playing a lonely single man who discovers he may have fathered a son many years ago. Jessica Lange and Sharon Stone also star.
The whole trip, it's all planned, booked. Reservations, rental cars, everything you need. All you have to do is give them a credit card.
What are you talking about?
You go visit them. You go to their houses. You see them. You bring flowers, pink flowers. You're just checking in.
Next up, also in limited release, is surely one of the most unusually titled films of late, The Chum Scrubber. This dark independent drama gets its name from an apocalyptic comic book character who's very popular in the film's seemingly perfect suburban world. But that world is not as perfect as it seems. Cue rampant teen drug use and a huge rift between parents and kids. Jamie Bell, Glenn Close, and Ralph Fiennes star.
It's just a beer, Mom.
You don't have to explain yourself to me, Dean. I trust you. I wonder what that would be like. If we could just switch roles and you could be the parent and I would be the child and you could tell me what to do and I would listen to you and I would trust you. Are you okay, Mom?
Well, many critics held their nose to The Chum Scrubber. Even though the Christian Science Monitor finds it at once dreamily surreal, acutely intelligent, and strikingly tough-minded, Variety howls an insufferable self-conscious cult movie, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune agrees, calling it a shallow, synthetic critique of suburbia. And finally, we come to this weekend's big ol' wide release, The Dukes of Hazzard. Based on the hit TV series that ran from 1979 to 1985, this action comedy stars Johnny Knoxville, Sean William Scott, and Jessica Simpson. The plot involves cars, cars chasing other cars, and cars jumping over things. That don't sound like enough? Then you weren't a fan of the original TV show.
The hell's he using?
You don't want to know. Dadgummit, you just assassinated a tree.
Don't you worry, they can't touch you, General. Come on, boy.
Well, the nation's critics don't care for it one darn bit. The New York Times says the film is the latest evidence that for Hollywood studios, at least, there can never be too much of a mediocre thing. The LA Times squeals, with no plot or character or dialogue worth experiencing, let alone remembering, the film merely occupies space on the screen and hopes for the best. And the Philadelphia Inquirer calls Dukes a weird moonshine and marijuana-fueled yeehaw fest. Man, I miss college.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who lives in Los Angeles.